This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The leader of Colorado's Office of Emergency Management faces a long list of accusations that he has created a toxic work environment. The Denver Post says it spoke with 24 staffers and multiple government officials about the behavior of Director Mike Willis. During his 5 years in charge, they described vulgar screaming fits and physical outbursts, which included throwing things. Willis is also accused of being intoxicated on the job. He's been suspended twice in the last 18 months, and he could face termination. Five environmental groups filed a lawsuit against the state of Colorado over a coal mine in the North Fork Valley. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
The groups accused the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment of failing to approve an air pollution permit for the West Elk Mine near Paonia. They say the agency had to approve or deny the permit by September 2021 and that the plant has a free pass to pollute without it. The West Elk Mine is one of the largest in the state. It produces millions of tons of coal each year. Representatives for the state and the mine operator, Arch Resources, did not respond to requests for comment. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The Big Boy, number 4014 steam locomotive, will pass through the Front Range later this week as part of Union Pacific's 160th birthday celebration. Only 25 Big Boy engines were ever built, and this is the last one still in operation. The trains were designed to haul freight through steep mountain ranges and weigh more than 1 million pounds without cargo. People can see the restored 1940s train at Union Station in Denver during a scheduled stop on Friday. Right now in Denver, it's 83 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.